PJ Podcast. Sit in.
Hello, podcasters.
Shit.
Second last show tomorrow.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
And you.
I don't know how to feel at the moment.
What do you mean?
I wake up and I'll be just really, really overwhelmed.
You must be headless. JJ announced she's leaving The Edge. She's stolen your thunder. You're leaving ZM at the end of the year, of the week.
No.
After 7 years, she's been over there for over 20.
Yeah, I think 23 years.
The project's not calling you for an interview, are they?
No, definitely not.
Second last show tomorrow. Oh, God, Friday.
So I prepared something quite embarrassing for the final show, which you'll hear about
in
the podcast today.
Oh, this was amazing. Only you would do this.
Well, I'm not doing it anymore. I can't.
Well, there was no time. But you'll hear what she organised coming up in the podcast. Also, we do a quick recap of the races. Producer Alex is here.
Fun time. I just want to say a shout out to Liam, who we met last night. He was a big podcast listener. So.
Oh, great guy. We had drinks with him. Ooh.
He wasn't drinking. He was.
He was working, but we were having drinks.
I think he was awesome, eh? He was lovely.
He shouted us.
He got us around when the bar tab ran out because he was working at the bar, Fat Eddie's.
Yeah.
When the I don't want to get him in trouble, but our bar tab ran out, and he was like, "Hey, we'll grab this round." He's a bloody good guy.
Oh, his name was. Listens to the podcast.
His name was Jack. That's right.
No, you know
his name was Liam.
No, his name was Jack. In case his boss.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh yeah, yeah.
We don't want to get him in trouble.
I literally thought you'd forgotten his name.
20 seconds after we went, "Hey, Liam." "No, guys. His name's Jack."
Oh, the wheels are off today.
See you, Liam.
Bye, Jack. Literally, my stomach hasn't hurt as much as it has today from laughing nonstop.
Oh, mate. Oh, God. Big shout out to Jack and everyone we met last night. It was a fun night. Can I point out, I was the first in bed out of the team.
Were you?
Yeah, I went to bed first. Oh. You were cuddling Jesse on the bed and I'm like, all right, I'm off.
It.
Yeah, you were, don't you remember?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
No, you're making things up.
You incriminate yourself, man.
And then I think producer Alex went to bed after that. Yeah. You were the last one out partying.
No.
Mate, just...
I was home with mum having cups of tea at 1 in the morning.
I just want to remind you it was a work night, that's all.
I was with mum.
Oh, party, I'll make you tea.
You know, literally, we stayed up and chatted for about an hour.
Really?
Yeah, she's done it the last couple of times I've been home.
Does she stay awake till you get there, or do you wake her up?
Nah, you can tell she's just waiting to hear the door open, and then you hear.
Good thing about a cup of tea at that time of night as well. It washes away all the in your mouth all the alcohol. It does.
Yeah, it does. It was very good. I woke up feeling very refreshed.
I was in bed, and then I got a text from Alex saying, "Drink water." And I'm like, oh, God, he's good. So I get out of bed.
Oh, you didn't text me that.
Well, you were drinking tea.
Busy.
Yeah, true.
You I'll were busy.
No, your mum said, go have a throw up, didn't she?
No.
She told you to go do a tactical.
Puddy, go and vomit it
no,
up.
No,
I'll make you a tea, Puds.
No.
You go and get that out of your system. Thanks, mum. Oh, all right, here's the podcast for you, Jack.
ZM's Jason PJ.
If you were to watch TV, Jace, primarily, where would you say you watch it? At home, in the lounge.
Yeah, at home, couch. And normally watch it like online.
Yeah.
Like
right.
We'll use the apps.
Yeah.
TV on demand, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, right. You're above normal TV.
No, I mean, what do you mean? Ad breaks. No. Just with
you use Netflix and
stuff. The kids and everything. It's like, you know, try and watch a normal show, mate, with kids.
Right.
So you got to wait till they're in bed and then catch up.
Some interesting stats out today about people's viewing habits and where they're actually watching television.
Oh, yeah.
1 in 5 cry in public watching a TV show online. One in five people have admitted to crying if they're watching a TV show in public.
Using a tablet like on a plane or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe like if you're waiting for a train or like at the bus stop or...
I watched the season final of a show called The Newsroom on a plane.
You could, but I would say you'd be quite verbal.
Yeah, I got teary.
See, oh really, did you get quite teary in it?
I'm going to shut that app down. We'll watch, let's go some House of Cards.
1 in 8 of us will watch in a public restroom, so on a toilet.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
I'm sorry.
Is that beyond you?
I would find that... Stop saying everything's
no,
beyond
not beyond.
Me.
No, sorry.
You know I wouldn't be caught dead in a public toilet. No. Like, imagine going into a public toilet and then hearing the House of Cards theme opener, like, in the cubicle next door.
I'd say it's better than hearing other things
in the toilet. I'd find that very weird, though.
Yeah. I've definitely watched a few episodes on the toilet.
Really?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
But don't your legs go all funny because you've been sitting there that long?
You have to do the jiggle. Get up.
And you get up and then your legs give way and then you fall down on the ground. You have to lay there until the pins and needles go and you're just laying there nude on the floor.
37%, this is interesting, of people have revealed that they binge shows at work. Like they're actually watching on the job, yeah.
How many?
37%.
Yeah, right.
It's a lot, isn't it?
I always think people who are on the road, like if they get to, like, you know, say real estate agents and they're like early for open homes.
Yeah.
You'd chew through a couple of apps in the car.
Yeah, you could do. And 11% of people who spoiled their own shows by snooping. So I don't know exactly what that means.
No, that's like social media now putting the winners of TV shows up.
Oh, I thought it meant like when you look over someone's shoulder and you watch their screen. Because I've done that.
No.
I love doing that.
No, it means like, you know.
Yeah, like when it gets revealed to you.
Meghan Michaels getting killed off on Suits and you read it before the app.
Yeah, right.
You know what
I
mean?
Is she actually?
No, well, she's leaving. She is leaving Suits. I was hoping that would be inspired today. I guess not.
No, she's leaving Suits. The other guy's leaving Suits too.
Quite a big entertainment story. Might want to get on to that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I am very proud to be an Aussie today.
Yay.
Something has finally happened, which I think is a long time bloody coming, to be honest. But they finally released the results for the whole yes vote regarding same-sex marriage over in Australia. Thousands of people gathered in parks, in front of big screens, right around the country.
Yeah, it's been incredible to see everyone get out there, eh?
Yeah, I knew a lot of same-sex couples who were at the big events and stuff, one of which posted this video. Just listen to the crowd when the results were handed out.
For the national result, yes responses, 7,817,247, representing 61.6%.
Amazing.
That's so cool. And that was against 38.4%, wasn't it, for no votes?
Yeah. 61.6 versus 38.4%. Lord.
Yeah, it does seem quite mind-boggling for us here in New Zealand, I think, just because, you know.
Well, I've always said, since, like, getting here, whenever the issue of same-sex marriage has come up, I've always said that's probably the one thing I'm embarrassed about my country, where I just feel like we were so far behind. Yeah. You know, a really good couple, good friends of mine, Ro and Dave, who you know, like, literally just came back, I think, 3 weeks ago from San Francisco, where they had to go and get married.
Which just seems ridiculous, doesn't
it? Well, that would have cost me a fortune to go to that wedding.
Jason, and it's not all about you.
Now I can probably get a 149, you know, grab a seat flight back to Oz.
So how does it work from here? Because that's not definitely going to go ahead from now. But
that's the thing. They've spent oodles and oodles of cash on just this survey, right? Now it's up to the pollies. So what happens is it goes to the Senate. They have to vote.
Yep.
I mean, if they vote against it, it's not going to look great because the country wants it now.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's a possible chance it could be all done and legalised by December 7th.
Awesome.
Which would be great. So a long time coming.
Yeah.
But,
good on you, Aussie.
Yeah, about time. But, yeah, a great day for same-sex couples over in Aussie today.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Jace and PJ getting you home for 3 more days and that's it. We're out.
Just get adults.
We are
going to be official Australians.
If you're late to the party, we are heading off to Aussie. At the end of the week. We're still driving you home next year. We're just going to be doing the show from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You nervous?
Yes. What do you think? Yes, I've never been more scared in my life.
Really? Oh, don't be scared.
No, good scared.
Yeah. Think of it as an OE.
Yeah.
With a big job and a lot of pressure.
Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Not stressful at
all. Minus the Kentucky fun part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I don't feel nervous.
No. Like in a good way.
It is.
I think
big.
It's good, like, to be nervous about things.
Also, you've spent 7 years at this radio station.
Yes, I have.
And so this Friday, we'll be saying goodbye to that.
Yes.
I'll be honest. I was a little bit surprised and like, oh, that's sweet. But I heard you talking to producer Alex today.
This is so embarrassing.
Did you tell Alex you've prepared a speech?
No, like...
To read out on the air.
Because you said, like, when we wrap up our final show page, just prepare a couple of words.
Well, I was like, you know, you've been at the radio station for 7 years. You should say some nice, you know, like, if you want to do any thank yous and everything. I didn't know you went out and hired private speech writers.
I wrote up a little thing, but it's very much.
How big is it, Alex?
I knew something was up when she asked to get a lectern in the studio.
Have you prepared like a
It's in like its draft phase.
Can you read me one of the read me something from the speech? Alex has got the speech.
Should I just jump like halfway through?
Yeah. Keep in mind, I was imagining like end of the show on Friday. Hey, it's been fun. We're still driving you home next year.
Yeah, but I didn't want to stuff it up. You know, I wanted to make sure I say the right thing.
Do you want to do rehearsals? We can do rehearsals on a Friday.
No, tell me when to stop, otherwise I'll keep going because I could go all day with this thing.
Go for it.
To the current team here at ZM. Wow.
Did she write well?
Yeah, comma, space, wow.
Alex,
comma.
Don't. Alex, I'm not actually going to say wow. That was just more an internal dialogue.
Well, why'd you write it down?
I don't know.
Right. I mean it when I say you guys have made it really bloody easy and to stay here and really bloody hard to leave. The essence of fun, passion, respect and love that is present here at the station at the moment is really incredible.
Wow. Just if you want to ad lib, if you want to go off script there, that'd be a great spot for a wow. That's just
this is where the BS kicks in.
Okay, right.
Ross Boss, we joke about hating you, but you are doing such a good job at steering this ship, and we are so lucky to have you as our boss.
Or captain. I don't know, we're broadcasting from a ferry.
There is no way I'm reading my speech anymore.
This is how long is it?
No, Alex.
How long is it?
It's not that long.
It's long. There's bits about me, Deviant.
Oh, my
Dan.
God.
I had to thank everyone.
We're going to still be on air next week because we'll still be on doing the speech. I got an idea. Hang on. The next song is Shawn Mendes, right? Yeah. It's 3 minutes 14. I want you to start reading your speech now.
Okay.
We'll play this from the top. Okay. We'll play the song and let's see if she's still doing the speech at the end of 3 minutes 14.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
That would give us an idea of how long you're going.
Okay.
Go for it. So it's Friday. It's 10 to 6. We'll finish an hour early because we're probably calling sick for the last hour. And Paige, the lectern is yours.
I started out on ZM nearly 7 years ago when the station was a very different place from what it is now. I've experienced so much during my time here. I remember moving up just as the February quake hit Christchurch, which was traumatic and a difficult time to be away from home. But
the Jason PJ podcast.
From a weedy little teenager to an insanely talented producer that we literally couldn't survive without. And finally to Jason.
Hang on, I'll just point out, if you're just joining us, welcome back. PJ's practicing her farewell speech.
There is no way in hell I'm doing this anymore.
No, I think you should.
No,
it'll be good. We'll have to drop 3 songs to run on time. Paige, prepare. God love her. Like, it is sweet. You prepared
No, you just said, like, have a few words ready, and I didn't want to stuff it up, and I wanted to make sure I say the right thing upon...
Good for you. You just added the thousand part when I said a few words. So Paige just prepared a 9-page speech that she was going to read out on our last show. We just wanted to see if it would go for longer than Shawn Mendes. She spoke the whole way through that.
Yeah.
What are we up to now?
Well, isn't this funny? I'm actually up to the part where I talk about you. And finally to Jason. Working with you has made me grow so much. There have been some terrifying ideas that you've come up with over the years that initially I was reluctant with. But throughout all the madness, I've been forced to step out of my comfort zone and I'm so, so thankful I met you. You are my radio soulmate and I can't wait to take this next step with you.
God, that's up there with vows. That sounds like winning.
It's really heavy.
It's lovely.
I'll tone it down a bit. Like, I'll make it a bit more fun and colloquial. And just
that sounds like you're adding more to it. I don't think that's a good idea.
No, like, I'll make it conversational.
That's very sweet. It's very nice. It's very sweet.
Is it just a bit too full on for a show?
It's just...
It's almost like you kind of do that at like a staff party, not a radio show.
I was thinking awake, but that's all right. We can do that at a staff party. Well, now rehearsals are out of the way. The real speech will be rolled out Friday afternoon.
ZM's Jason PJ.
A staggering 64% of British adults have admitted that they are still scared of the dark. Research has discovered nearly 2/3 of the UK don't like putting the lights out at bedtime. Yep. While 36% regularly get the feeling someone or something is in the room with them. Which is interesting. I get that feeling sometimes. And then they said as many as 1 in 5.
Have you got someone in the room with you at the time?
No. Definitely don't.
Right, just don't know, you know?
Anyway, as many as 1 in 5 of the 2,000 adults polled said that they regularly check under the bed for lurking monsters.
Right.
And also close the cupboard and wardrobe doors before they get into bed.
See, I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and thankfully, like, they're okay with the dark, so we even shut their bedroom doors.
Yeah, because I remember I babysat Felix. I'm like, Felix, you want the door open? And he goes, no, thank you, PJ. So I shut the door. I was like, oh, he's a lot more brave than I was as a kid.
But then I will even close their wardrobe doors. Like, if the wardrobe doors were open a bit, I sit there and go, God, if I wake up,
I'd freak out.
I would think,
oh, he's a monster.
Yeah, but there isn't.
No, there's not. Obviously, there's no monster there. Obviously.
Good work, Auntie PJ.
And if it was a monster, it'd be a good monster.
There's no monsters, though.
There's no monsters.
God, are you right? You're as bad as Alex today on the plane. There was a little kid in the seat in front of us on the plane, and he had his little hand behind the seat, and Alex was trying to put his tray table up, and I heard Alex go, oh, move your arm, mate. I'd hate to chop it off. And I'm like, Alex, are you right?
Just being funny. He got it.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. He looked petrified.
Did you notice about 2 minutes later, he goes, Daddy, you've pooed my nappy.
While holding onto his arms, mate. Oh.
0800 ZM. What are you still scared of as an adult? 0800 342 596. Hello, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What are you scared of as an adult?
I am petrified of birds. Birds, I completely freeze up, I clam up, I just cannot deal with anything with feathers.
Yeah, my mum's exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah, terrified of birds.
I just freeze, like the beach, seagulls, fish and chips, it's just not me, no.
Did you have an experience when you were a kid? Because I often reckon it comes from that.
I got attacked by a magpie in the park once.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that set it in stone for me, eh?
Yeah, we used to have that when we were kids, you get picked on the head by a magpie. I don't have a fear of them, but I'm sure they've...
It's like a rite of passage in Queensland, eh? What's that? Getting pecked on the head by a magpie in Queensland, it would have been just like a standard...
No, it's just like you're driving to work.
Don't they have helmets for that? I saw a video the other day with a guy driving and it had like a magpie protector hat.
Well, if you watch Cyclists...
driving with a... race car driver.
Guys, come on. No, if you see Cyclists, have you ever noticed some of the times they have zip ties?
No. Come on.
Come on, guys.
Come on. Okay. A little bit overtired.
Get rid of the laughing. This
it's okay.
It's killing me. Yeah, okay. No, if you watch professional cyclists, a lot of them like that are riding to work and stuff will have zip ties coming out of their helmet.
Right.
And the reason is when they're... Don't say... You're not even interested. I looked at you, you're like, right. And I'm like, you've tuned out.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
What are you still scared of as an adult? I've got some texts coming through. I always have panic attacks on elevators.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's common.
Yeah. Someone else said, I work with a woman who's terrified of cats, can't even look at a picture of them.
Yeah.
You're quite similar to that.
Hate cats.
Another one saying, I'm really scared of heights and I get scared on swings. I can't deal on swings.
As an adult?
Yeah. And she's 22.
But she won't go on a park swing?
No.
Yeah, right. Okay, who are we to judge? 0800 dials at M if you want to join the show.
Hello, Sian.
Hi.
Hello. What are you scared of as an adult?
I'm terrified of the ocean.
What's
of algebra?
Ocean.
I mean, algebra is quite terrifying too.
What about doing algebra while in the ocean?
Has that been a fear your whole life?
No, it's only kind of actually really started as an adult.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Like I can't even watch movies about the ocean.
Oh, God.
Really?
Well, okay, what about a pool? Will you go into a swimming pool?
As long as I can see the bottom, then that's fine. But if my feet can't touch the bottom, then I'll start to panic.
Here's one for you. Hot tub. Where you go in a hot tub?
If I can see it, yeah. Otherwise,
yeah,
right. No.
Yeah, right. Large bath.
Wow.
We can go all day.
Okay.
All right. 0800 ZM. Thanks for your call, mate. Let's go to Mark. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Hey, mate. Hey. What about yours? Fear as an adult. What do you got?
Buttons.
Buttons.
Oh, I've heard this
before.
This
is a thing, isn't it?
So what?
Yeah, it got buttons, a technical...
I don't know what it's all about.
It's got a technical name, doesn't it?
That was worth the wait. So, Mark, are all your clothes like Velcro and zips?
Yeah, most of them are. It's funny, though, because you're sort of going on about what were you scared of. I'm still scared of them now, and I'm 47.
Really?
Yeah,
right.
So do you have those stripper pants with the Velcro on the side? So
yeah, those are the ones.
Yeah, right, gotcha. Okay. Oh, wait. Look, you're laughing at me. It's a serious question.
No,
if you're scared of buttons.
Yeah.
0800, dials at M to join the show.
Hello, Casey. What are you afraid of as an adult?
Chickens.
Would you eat a barbecue chicken?
I eat chicken, like... I sort of eat it with a vengeance.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
So what sort of fueled this fear, Casey?
When I was younger, we used to raise chickens, and I left them outside with our kittens, and they actually ate the kittens.
They ate the cat?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my.
Then, like,
like an angry
if
mob.
If it's alive, I will run away from it.
Oh, my God, that is absolutely valid.
God, I thought it'd be the other way. An angry mob turned on the kitten.
Oh, and when you're 8 years old, that is the most traumatic thing to ever see. And, yeah. I'm in my 30s now and I still won't go near a chicken.
Oh, dude, fair enough.
So now when you eat barbecue chicken, you're hoeing into it going, this is from a little kitty.
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah, right.
It's quite psycho when you put it like that.
Oh, well, she was the one that said she eats it with a vengeance.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I was reading about a guy overseas who, he's a pensioner, and he's put up wanted signposts across his hometown because he's trying to reunite with his childhood sweetheart. Oh. The only problem is he can't remember her name. So,
How old is he?
He's now in his 70s, I do believe. Oh. Well, she will be 70 now, so he must be about the same age. And he just can't remember her name, but he claims that he met the love of his life and was friends with her through the 1950s. However, he left in the early 60s to pursue his career and travel the UK as an electrician. And then he married another woman, he started a family, and now at the age of 75, he's now separated from his wife, and he's longing for that youthful love.
They say you never forget, like, the first love.
Yeah, they do say that.
Oh, and he's hanging up these posters around town.
I know. I really hope he finds her.
Mine was a girl named Rebecca. I know she lived in Logan in Brisbane. That's all I know.
Logan. Is that like a suburb?
Yeah, well, yeah, and right. It was a little bit like that as well. Yeah, Logan. I know she had a brother because I met her at a party. First kiss. That's all I know about her.
Really?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, see, it was my boyfriend who I went out with in year 7 and 8. But we never talked.
This sounds like a list.
No, we only chatted on MSN Messenger.
Oh, that's right.
And when I'd go to the hockey grounds and wave across the field. But then before that, I was trying to think. I did have this big crush on this guy when I lived in Methven. And I remember.
How old?
I can't remember. I think I was 10.
Right.
I think I was about 10. And I had the hots for Michael. And I remember he came into my house and he put a chocolate bar on the dining table.
Did he just break into the house?
No, I think the door's open. It was a small village.
Sounds like a breaking into. Okay, all right, yep. And he put a chocolate bar on the table for you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
But that was it. That was it.
No note or anything?
Oh, well, I knew it was from him.
How do you know? You saw him doing a beeline out the back door.
No, maybe he did leave a note.
Yeah, right. Very vague.
But there was never really much communication.
But you liked him.
I had the hots for him back then.
What was his name? People might know him.
Oh, no.
But what if
I can't remember this right, and what if it wasn't him?
That'll make it even better, to be honest. So it was in Methven.
Methven.
Yeah, right. I'm struggling to say that today. What year? How old would he be now? 27?
He must be my age.
27,
yeah.
What was his name?
I remember there were two Michaels I had the hots for.
God, God almighty, calm down.
I went to an all-girls school, so when I saw boys, I was quite excited.
Yeah, right. Okay, anyway. Easy, Tiger. what's his full name?
This is going to be embarrassing. Michael McCloy, I think.
Okay.
I literally don't know him.
If you know.
This is going to sound really creepy.
If you know. Oh, God. If you know or are Michael McCloy around the age of 27.
Can you confirm and validate the story that you put a chocolate bar on my table?
Yeah. That's all right, Michael McCloy. Yeah. You've never made contact with him since or anything like that?
I can't remember if we chatted on MSN as well. I don't think we did.
Oh, my God. Imagine if he was single now. This would be the moment. This would be like the old people if you guys got back together.
No, I'm really embarrassed. I really didn't know him. And maybe it was for my friend or something.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Michael McCloy, please contact the studio. Michael McCloy.
Oh, this is awful.
Afternoon, Jace and PJ getting you home. All right. We are on the search this afternoon for PJ's first love.
No. Let's just rephrase that.
Lust.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I was about 10 or 12. No, we were just recalling our first sort of memories, and I remember I had this massive crush on this boy called Michael.
Right.
And he gave me a chocolate bar.
First love.
No, it was no love, and nothing ever happened after that.
No, that's the sad thing here. And who knows where he is now? He could be married.
It might not have even been for me, the chocolate bar, and I may have just completely misinterpreted it.
Well, that's the thing. We won't be able to sleep until we know the chocolate bar was for you and it was from him.
I think we'll be okay.
Okay, so if you know Michael McCloy, God. He'd be about 27 years old. What school did you go to, Peach?
Did he go to?
Yeah.
Oh, probably Mount Hutt College. I don't know.
Right.
And Methven.
Okay. All right. 0800 dial ZM if you know of Michael McCloy. Hello, Nathan.
How's it going?
We're good, buddy. Do you know Michael?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Are we sure we got the same guy? Does he like chocolate?
Yeah. He went to Mount Hutt College in Methven, and he would be, a couple of 3 years younger than me.
Right, okay.
And you're what, 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And look, we're still yet to confirm this is the right Michael, but the Michael you're thinking of, do we know if he's married, single, taken? What's the go?
That I know of, he's single, but right. I haven't seen him for a couple of years.
Right. Did he ever talk about a young Polly that he liked?
No, he didn't, no.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you. More calls coming through. 0800 dials an M if you know where we can find Michael McCloy.
Hello, Zinka.
Oh, hey. You're going to be disappointed.
Oh, no.
Because I think he's living in Oz now.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say
he
he's dead.
He drives groomers.
Oh, really?
Back-to-back snowboard season.
Oh,
so that's
really?
That's how I know him. Yeah.
In Australia?
Yeah. He goes and drives groomers over there, and then he usually goes over to the States.
We're moving to Aussie. That'd be convenient.
Okay, all right. It's still, though, this doesn't confirm the story.
Well, it doesn't confirm that that's the right Michael either.
There's only one Michael McCloy in Japan. Well, I know, because my sister was best friends with his sister.
Really? Oh, right. My God, everyone's so connected in New Zealand.
And no one, like, ever heard of him talk about Polly?
Nah, he never mentioned Polly to me who knows, he might have kept it a secret.
Oh,
oh my
so
God,
bad.
It's a secret romance.
Ellison.
It's a secret romance.
Ellison, welcome along. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your intel?
Michael McCloy is my cousin.
Oh, yes!
Of course he is.
We're meeting the family. This relationship's moving very
fast. I can put in a good word for you if you like.
Seriously, all good. Like, I was literally 10 and I just remember he had, like, cool, like, blonde hair.
Ellison, did he ever mention Polly?
I can't say he ever did, sorry.
And the big question... Ellison.
Yeah.
Is he single?
Oh, come on.
I just checked his Facebook page and it does say that he is single.
Oh, Jason! No! This was literally my childhood.
Well, this has escalated.
My childhood crush, okay? That was it.
Right.
Thank you, Ellison.
No worries.
Say see you at family Christmas.
I'm not going to say that.
Paige?
What?
During the last song.
Oh, no.
I made contact with him.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. And I've spoken to him and I've tracked him down.
No.
100%. Swear on the kids. Yes.
We're not getting him on the phone.
We'll be back after this.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Oh, my God.
This afternoon, we have been tracking down.
Mortifying. PJ's mortifying.
First love.
No.
When she was 10. She had a massive crush on a guy, Michael McCloy. We've been trying to track him down.
No, I haven't just brought this out of nowhere. You asked me and I recalled a moment and I'm pretty sure he gave me a chocolate bar for Valentine's Day.
Oh, it was for Valentine's Day.
So I can't remember. I'm really quite blurry.
Right. And we said, look, if you know Michael McCloy... can you get in touch with us if you are Michael McCloy? We did have a bunch of people, including his cousin... who rang in and said, look, he's in Aussie at the moment. Paige?
I don't know if I remember this right. What if it's not him?
He's not on the phone. That's not him on hold.
Who is it?
That's just a fake call. I've made contact with him and I'm currently chatting with him over Facebook.
So are we going to get him on?
No, because here's the go, right? We sent him a message.
Yeah.
We said, hey, mate, this is originally from Deviant Devo. He's like, I'm a producer with Jason PJ. Apparently you went to primary school with PJ. Is that correct?
I didn't go to primary school with him.
Well, it didn't matter. He's like, how's this? Straight out of the gates. Hi, David. I didn't actually go to school with Polly, but I knew her through a friend. He said he can't actually chat at the moment because he's about to go into the bush. He is over in Aussie, right?
Mm.
Right? I didn't know her very well, but I did have a crush on her. How good's that?
Did he have a crush on me?
Yep, he did. And he put little emoji, little smiley.
Did he?
Yep, so he said, I did have a crush on her. He did say, I would have sent you some old MSN Messenger chats if I could find them, but I'm pretty sure they're deleted. So you guys must have chatted on
really?
MSN. Yeah.
Oh, so we did chat?
Yeah. Someone text through saying, didn't you go out for a couple of months as well?
Say that, which I don't think that's right. We definitely didn't.
So look, he's about to go bush. He said, look, 14 years was a long time ago, but he's pretty sure the romance spawned on a...
Oh, shut up.
Look, there's a screenshot. There's a screenshot. Hang on. He said it started on a trampoline. Did you guys have a trampoline?
My best friend Annabelle had a trampoline.
Well, it's all making sense.
Did we go on the tramp together?
Apparently you went on the tramp together. So,
did he say anything else?
Well, this is where I jump in.
Oh, no.
And I took it upon myself to send a message saying it was you.
No.
Don't be mad.
No. No. Oh. Why do you do this?
I think you mean, thank you. But that's all right. Hi, Michael.
I hate you.
I know it's been 14 years, but the candle still burns bright. Want to reignite the flame when I move over to Australia?
I can't do it.
Amazing.
No, not amazing.
He responded.
No. I can't hear it. Play a song.
I'm just about to head to Austria for 6 months, but you're welcome to come check out the snowfield at Mount Buller in Victoria when I'm back. We're moving to Victoria.
Is he in Victoria?
Yep. And they have trampolines and stuff there. So. Sorry, I don't have much time to chat. I'm about to go bush, as all the Aussies like to say. So guess what I replied, sticking with that theme. No, I didn't.
No. Get out. Can't do it. Oh, did you actually? Is it legit?
Yeah, do you want to see the screen?
Oh my God.
Yeah, sorry. Oh my God. We're moving to Australia on Sunday and we've already teed you up a romance. This is amazing. Most families, when they travel, they book hire cars. We're booking you a man. Can't get that at Thrifty.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Jason PJ's verbal ping. Pong.
This is it. Possibly the final verbal ping pong for 2017. Rules of the game, producer Alex.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I've got three different topics here. You've got to say something from each of those topics until one of you cannot. The current score, 21-22 to Jason Paul Hawkins. And if PJ does not win this, then Jace takes it out for the year.
I'm sorry. Can I catch that last bit again?
If PJ doesn't win this, then you take really? It out for the year.
Is the trophy ready?
We heard it.
You become the world champion.
No. No.
Easy, Tiger.
Nation champion.
No, world champion. Who else plays verbal ping pong?
I'm going to need to hear another nation from you right now. Let's do this.
Okay. I lost last week.
So you go first. Best of three. This is it. Verbal ping pong.
First topic.
Hey, hey.
Don't. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at Alex.
I'll be a good winner.
I'm not looking at you.
First topic. No, you need to turn around because the camera's...
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
First topic. Simpsons characters.
Homer.
Marge.
Mo.
Lisa.
Bart.
Maggie.
Milhouse.
Mr. Smithers.
Apu.
Mr. Burns.
Patty and Selma.
Oh, what a waste. Comic shop guy. There we go. Here it comes.
Chucky! Clown! Krusty the Clown! No! Krusty the Clown! Damn it!
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Can you give me your hat? Can I wear your hat?
No.
Please.
Why?
I just want to wear your hat.
Why?
I don't know. I just need some confidence.
Oh, she's melting down!
Oh,
let
no.
me whack on my new Karen Walker studies as I bring this baby home.
Give me my glasses. Give me.
Of course. Thank you. Have Karen Walker's.
All right. Here we go.
Next topic.
Can I just clarify?
Oh,
if I get this.
Save me.
That's it. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Here we go.
Okay, so you start.
We should have done some sort of after party tonight.
Next topic. Essential oils.
Come on.
Eucalyptus. I got that in.
Lavender.
Lemon.
Lemongrass.
Nylon.
Nylon.
Listen.
And where would you be? pictures are not
Listen,
on essential oil.
That's a stitch up.
No, it's not.
Oh, essential. What other essential oils?
You get ice cream flavors.
What other essential oils are there?
There's hundreds of
so many.
What else?
Peppermint.
Sandalwood.
Yeah.
Cedar.
Like so many. Olive oil. No, you can even have like clove. You're gonna have.
Oh, you're pulling orange. These out of bloody.
Yeah, orange. No, I already said orange.
Now we're saying colours: red, purple.
No, orange the fruit. It's not.
Okay, let's do this.
So this many, but it. My mind's actually gone blank.
Who's
right
red
now.
On now?
This okay. is it.
So, potentially to you take get, home. Oh, it's because of my sunnies.
You get
these
this.
Are my confident sunnies.
You get this.
Yeah.
Oh, if we tie it, we'll do it. We'll do a. We'll do a final round on Friday.
Right, that's if you get your sentence out by then. All right, here we go.
I'm starting.
I'm bringing it home.
Next topic.
Crap.
New Zealand towns.
Come on, man.
Hokitika.
Wellington.
Ashburton.
Christchurch.
Invercargill.
Dunedin.
Palmerston North.
Auckland.
New Plymouth.
Bay of Islands.
Dargaville.
Tauranga.
Westport.
Whakatane.
Whangarei.
Invercargill. It's been said. Listen, listen. She can't be doing the dun dun while I'm thinking.
Oh, you always do anything
well
like
done,
that.
PJ.
Thank you,
music.
Alex.
No.
Sorry, I can't hear you over the victory noise. Damn it.
The what?
Oh, the old victory.
The victory tune.
We're going to a final on Friday.
Oh, God.
Oh, the victory.
ZM's Jason PJ.
So Soundkeeper Gary, one of the guys that works here on the radio station.
Yes.
We were just having a chat earlier and we were talking about multitasking.
Yeah.
And
he's a man of many talents, eh? He's got lots of hobbies.
Yeah, he's beekeeping and all that. He does secret sound when we do that. He does... No, I think that's it. but we're talking about multitasking and he said, yeah, like when I'm in the shower, I'll watch my favourite TV shows. He sets his laptop up on the bathroom bench, probably elevated with books, I imagine.
Yeah.
And then watches TV through the glass while in the shower.
Really?
Bad for the water bill.
Yeah, that's not good. What? So... Literally, he'll watch a whole episode.
He will watch a whole episode.
Gary.
Like, I understand in a bath, but...
Turning up all the hot water.
I've never heard of that. And producer Alex was like, because he always goes on to me about shower beers.
Is What has it got a name? A share?
Yeah, it's just shower beers. Shower beers. I've never had one. It's a big thing.
The best. The absolute best.
Yeah, see, Ross Bosky.
No, I just feel like that'll make me want to go have a lie down. I just want to have a little nun eyes.
There's just something about the cold beer hitting your lips and the hot water hitting your scalp.
It's a shower beer, not a shower box of beers, right?
No.
I know, just, but you make that, oh, tell you what, after feel that,
no,
right?
No, but even just
that.
Like, I just feel like it'd make you sleepy.
Yeah, no, I've never done it. He said, like, it's the most amazing thing.
Mate, we should get you in a shower and do it.
Well, that sounds creepy.
Yeah, right.
Drink a beer.
You mean for the...
Babe. You mean... Oh, no, Cackles is back.
You mean for the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got showers down. Well, not today. Like, no, I haven't got a towel and everything like that.
I always have music on in the shower.
Yeah,
but
that's common.
That's
I want to see how random we get. 0800.
My friends will come in and talk to me when I'm in the shower. Like, they'll sit on the toilet and I'll have a shower.
And what, and they watch you like a $2 peep show?
No, we just don't care.
Yeah, but and they see you through the glass.
Oh, it's all... Normally huffed up by that point.
Oh, so it's a little mysterious. Ooh, wonder what's behind the glass. Got to pay extra.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
What do you do in the shower? It has come to my attention that Soundkeeper Gary, who works here at the station, bloody good guy, but very strange. He's into bee collection, but then he dropped the bombshell today that he will set the laptop up when he's in the shower and he will watch his favourite shows through the glass while standing there. In the shower.
Someone else said on the text machine they actually watch like Netflix. They put their, I think they said they put their phone in a Snaplock bag.
Oh, really?
And then watch it in the shower, which is a bit risky.
God, Anna, welcome to the show. What do you do in the shower?
I read books.
Okay.
How does that work?
Yeah, do you laminate them? Do you,
have a Kindle.
No Kindle, just actual books.
Right, that's
Are they waterproof?
Yeah.
No, you've got to stand with your back to the water and hold them far enough away from you.
So you only get your back only gets washed.
Well, you've got to eventually have to put the book down and turn around.
Yeah, right. Have you ever been so engrossed in the book that you turn just to get some water down the side of it and you're like, oh, shit, I've hit the page?
I have done that once or twice, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, good for you. I wish I read more. That's awesome.
How long will you be in there?
You've got to have a decent supply of hot water.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's out from the heat.
Turning cold and I'm halfway through the chapter. I can't stop.
Hey, Mitchell.
Hey, g'day.
Yeah, hey, what are you doing in the shower?
Well, for the good old morning showers, I like to take in a sneaky cup of tea.
Oh.
Really?
I salute you.
This is very odd.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm going to try that tomorrow morning. Actually.
Obviously, there needs
a little herbal.
Obviously.
Tea.
Obviously, there needs to be good shelf height where you can put the tea when you need to apply soap.
Oh, you just hold it because if the water goes in, it's already hot, so you're just refilling, to be honest.
Yeah, just dilute it.
Oh, so unlike shower beers, it's okay for a bit of water to go in. All right, I didn't know this was such a massive thing.
Scotty, what about you? What are you doing in the shower?
So a cold refrigerated orange goes down an absolute treat.
Oh.
A cold refrigerated orange
and a hot shower.
And what's the
The worst thing about eating an orange is that they're such a sticky mess. But you're in the shower, so it doesn't matter.
Oh.
And the citrus infuses with the steam, and it smells incredible.
You are genius!
Oh my god!
I'm gonna do
cold
that.
Cold orange hot shower. Try it.
That's good.
It sounds like bliss.
It's like you're eating an orange while having a shower in an oil burner, like just with all the little. Yeah, that's good. I do like the messy thing.
Orange. Did you know I literally put someone off oranges for life?
What'd you do?
Well, I used to eat oranges really graphically as a kid, and and apparently, like, my friend is haunted by oranges. She can't eat them anymore because I just ate them.
You're a graphic editor.
In such a disgusting manner. I'd always have, like, the pith in my fingernails.
Oh, Polly! You know we're still live.
Yeah.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Spy.co.nz.
Well, Suits is in its seventh season at the moment, but it looks like two of its major stars may not be returning for season eight. So we have previously spoken about Meghan Markle and how she isn't going to be returning, but apparently Patrick J. Adams, who plays Mike Ross on the show, is also potentially not going to be returning for the next season as he's considering embarking on a new chapter for his career.
And the guy that plays Harvey, Gabriel Mark, has signed on for two more seasons.
Oh, no.
It's
no,
done.
No, but he's the main guy, isn't he?
No, Mike's in there too, mate.
Yeah, Mike's in there, but everyone loves Harvey.
Yeah, it's not.
Is it?
Gone off.
Couldn't be the Harvey show?
I love Suits, but Lou and I, it lost us
what
last season.
What season did you lose it?
Six.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's even Alex. Alex, you used to watch Suits and you're off it too, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, I did too.
Get out on a high, I reckon.
You didn't? You watched one app, mate.
Yeah, I still watched
it. No, that's your attention span. That wasn't because the show was bad. You know, sometimes you just know when the show is
done.
Gone.
It's had its heyday.
Too far.
It's called doing a Lost.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. The big question is at the moment on House of Cards. Still no word whether that's going to come back. Obviously, minus Kevin Spacey.
There were words that there'd be spin off on other characters.
Yeah, see, Claire at the moment's president, so she could
but
easily.
But also one of his aides or something. Apparently, he was going to be.
I didn't know that.
No, there were rumours about a potential spin off.
Of what?
On that was just a rumour, like alongside the Claire.
Oh, well, you ruined House of Cards for me.
Well, you said Claire's president.
Everyone knows that.
Do they?
Do they?
Spoiler alert.
FYI.
Yeah, you know what? Catch up. Like, you know, we can't be doing the show because people haven't watched the show. You know what I mean? Like, the season's been out, guys. It's your responsibility. I think if the season's been out 3 months, we're allowed to talk spoilers.
Right, here come the angry text.
What are you watching at the moment?
Below Deck, a cheap reality show.
What?
yeah, no spoiler alert. It's shit. Oh, spoiler alert.
That is your spy. Make sure you hit up ZM online.
Oh, God, I watch some crap TV, don't I?
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.